Clay Bader Show, 954. If you have any thoughts on this, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Jason says, well, not any thoughts. If you have something you want to contribute to the position I took, agree or disagree with it. And I know that I'm muddy on this, and I'm not denying that. No, I don't trust the government with the abilities the NSA now has. On the other hand, I think we need to be careful. If you've got two things going on, as the Wall Street Journal pointed out. You've got a task force created by the Obama administration that would essentially disarm surveillance. You have a court ruling yesterday with which Republican Jim Sensenbrenner agrees that any metadata collection is unconstitutional. This takes away a tremendous weapon. I call it throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if the answer is increased scrutiny of this program. I don't know. But I do understand the concept at work here, where they see the mosaic, they see where calls are to and from, duration, and so on. And they have tremendous software that can create scenarios. Under this, they then have to go say, all right, here's where we want to look. Here's where we want to put our shovel based on what we have seen. I also agree with the judge's description of near Orwellian. My concern is that we would end up in a situation where we take away just about every tool from the NSA. I think that would be a mistake. During the Bush years, we told liberals, you're nuts. Terrorism is still a threat. It is. You need to think about that before you throw away everything. That's all I'm saying here. And I think you do have the Tea Party right, and as the Wall Street Journal put it, the anti-terror left, meeting on this one. Robert and Morrison. Robert, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hi, Jerry. Good morning. Right. Jerry, yeah, I guess while I can understand the need for security, I guess I'm more of the it's time to overhaul these people and take a big chunk out of their ability to data mine the way that they are. I'm skeptical that they've ever found anything, to be blunt. And we'd be much better off with just better border security and, frankly, just some common sense, which is politically incorrect in this day and age. But that's a subject for another time.
Well, border security is a big part of it, and I don't deny that. However, the reality is this is the 21st century, and a lot of this stuff gets done by electronic communication. Robert, thanks a lot for the call. And my concern is it's not just taking a chunk, that it's going to take darn near everything. Aaron on the road. Aaron, go ahead.
The question I have for you, Jerry, on this subject is, and I can understand your muddled feelings on it, but wasn't there a wise man that once said that he that gives up freedom for security deserves neither?
Well, and that's true. The question is, and basically the freedom that we're giving up is the suspicion that they're going to do something with that data, and I think that's well-founded. On the other hand, Aaron, I think there has to be a recognition of some broad domestic surveillance, especially as the war on terror has shifted, thanks a lot for the call, from a foreign threat to a domestic threat. The guy who thought he was blowing up a plane in Wichita, Kansas, that didn't get a lot of play because there was never a real threat. He was being set up. That's not the right, you know what I mean. It was a sting operation. I think it's a very difficult issue, and I think it's a popular political move right now to say throw the whole thing out. I think that would be dangerous. All right, we've got a lot to get to in the next. I haven't talked about Hillary Clinton in a while. We'll do that and other things. It's 9:58.
Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.